Thankful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Thankful to be a child of God. Encouraged by the service thus far in the presence of the Lord. And by the grace and help of God, we want to do our part as the Lord has tasked us to do. So please be praying for us this morning. This is not a new subject. It may be new to some, but it's something that we need to be reminded of.
Amen.
And then those that don't know, then maybe this would be something that will help them to come to an understanding. We were talking about not too long ago being in a battle. And so we are referred to as Christians, in one sense, as soldiers.
Yes.
We're soldiers of the cross. We're soldiers of in God's army.
Yes.
And so we need to know, as a soldier, there's some things we need to know. We need to know how to fight. We need to know what armor we have. We need to know what weapons we have at our disposal. We need to have them in good working order and at the ready at all times.
Yes.
Because we are in a spiritual battle. The problem with it, if we're not careful, we'll try to fight this spiritual battle in the flesh,
right,
in the carnal.
Right.
And so we won't get anywhere in that way. And so this reminder to those that already know, and this lesson to those that don't know, is to encourage you along the way and to give you an understanding that we are at war.
Yes.
We have the enemy of our souls against us, and he's doing all that he can,
yes,
to destroy you and to destroy me.
Yes.
And so think of yourself, if you're saved, as a soldier.
Yes.
Think of yourself as in God's army. Think of God as our supreme commander,
yes,
and where we get our instructions from. And then ready yourself for the battles that you're going to face, because ultimately you want to win the war.
Yeah.
All right? Sometimes you're in battle and you lose a battle, but it's not a loss if you learn something from it.
Yeah, sure.
And it's not a loss if you get back up and you fight some more.
Amen.
May God help us. We want to win the war. So even if you lost some battles this morning, I want to encourage you that don't lose the war.
Yeah.
Don't put your weapons down.
Amen.
Learn how they work and learn how they benefit you. Get good at it and know where they are at all times and use them for your benefit. Our,
yeah,
lesson today, this morning, will be in, pray for us, will be in, found in Ephesians 6. And we'll start at verse number 10.
Amen.
We'll read down on through verse number 18 by the help of the Lord. And we're going to talk about some things this morning. All right, armor is... Amen. Thank the Lord. Armor is defined as defense gear made of metal weapons. And then weapons are defined as... I want us to think of weapons as something that can be offensive and defensive.
Right.
All right? And so remember that as we're looking into the lessons.
Yeah.
All right, so it says here this morning, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. All right, and so when God instructs us to do something, I'll remind you this morning, one thing that God does, he doesn't give us instructions if he's not ready and willing and able to help us to do it.
Yeah.
Right? He wants us to do it, but we can say in our own selves that, Lord, I'm not strong by nature. I have weak nature. I have a weak mind. I have a weak will. But God's able to give us strength,
yeah,
in order to be strong in the Lord and in the power of whose might?
His
might, all right? And so we have nothing without God. The whole Samson story is about relying upon the Lord. Once Samson forgot about what God told him to do, once,
yeah,
he disobeyed God, all the strength, he was still Samson, right?
Yeah.
But all the strength that he had, it left him, and he was beat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right? But he lost that battle, but he did not lose the war. And so in our hearts and in our minds, what we have to understand is that God is wanting us to, as Christians, be strong. All right? And we are able to get our strength from Him. All right? And so God gives us spiritual fortitude. What we need to do is not overemphasize the natural man. All right? The natural strength that we have. Now, don't get me wrong. It is important to take care of the natural man. It's important to take care of anything that God gives us. But what we need to understand is that the strength that we have, it comes from God, and it's to the spiritual man first. All right? When the spirit is right, then the physical, whether it be right or not, we're still strong in the Lord, and God is still pleased with what it is that we're doing. All right? And so we understand that the natural man does affect the spiritual, but our first priority is to take care of that never-dying soul.
That's right.
All right? So be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might, and make sure that your spirit and your mind and your heart is in tune with God at all times. All right? Make sure that you're relying on the Lord. This is what God wants from us. May God help us this morning. All right? And so the second verse says here in Ephesians 6 and 11, it says here, put on what kind of armor? The whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What? Why does it say the whole armor? Huh? What if you forget your helmet? Would that be okay? You're on the battlefield. Think of this in a natural sense. On the battlefield, back in the medieval times or whatever it was, And you're in a war, and you got everything else on, but you don't got no helmet. Huh? You're exposed, aren't you?
Yeah.
If we don't put on the whole armor of God, then whatever is left open is going to literally take a beating.
Yeah.
All right? And so what we are to do is know what our armor is and then put it on all the way. What we used to do with the fire department when I was in the field, before we go into that fire, what we would do is put our gear on. And then I check you, and then you check me, and we check each other and make sure that not only do we got everything on, but that it's on correctly. Because when you go on that fire and you got that hood flap up just a little bit, that fire's going to sneak under there, and it's going to get in there. It's going to burn your neck. It's going to get in there. And so not only do we have to have the ability to put our gear on correctly, but we got to have the humility that if my brother in love, if my sister in love say, brother, you done set your sword down somewhere. You need to pick that sword back up. We're in the battle. And so we're in the battle. You forgot your helmet or your breastplate is on crooked. You understand? They're trying to help you. And so you got me and you, we got to have the humility. Go ahead and listen to that and let them help us, because what they're wanting for us to do is to be protected by the grace and help of God. And so we got to put the whole armor of God on. All right? Armor is, first of all, it's defensive, right?
Yeah.
It's to keep us from getting hurt.
Yeah.
All right? And so we got to make sure that we have our armor on. And then it says here that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Do you know that the devil is tricky?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that? You know that the enemy has tactics? Do you know that way back in the garden, the devil was there?
Right.
And he's been tricking people ever since. Why is it that you and I, if we're not careful, we think that we know better than what God knows, and we know better than the devil? We can outthink and outsmart the devil. May God help us. Put your armor on.
Amen.
Put your armor on. No, first of all, do you even know where your armor is?
Right.
Do you know what it is and what it can do for you? All right? And once you've done that, get it on and use it against a tricky and a crafty enemy.
Right.
All right? Because if we're not careful, what he'll do is he'll say, you know what? You got everything else on. What do you need your shield of faith for?
Lord bless.
You got everything else on. You're good. You're good. You got your sword. You got your breastplate. Your loins are girded about. You got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. You can put that shield of faith down if you want to, and you can still fight. Right? May God help us. Don't listen to the enemy. The reason why he's on that side is because he's the enemy.
Right.
And so you don't listen to the enemy.
Right.
You don't listen to him. Put all your gear on and be ready to do battle. That's why we're putting it on in the first place.
Amen.
May God help us. Some of us, may God help us, if we're not careful, we're on the battlefield. We got our sword sitting on the ground. We got our helmet off because it's hot out here. And our shield, we're sitting on our shield because it's comfortable. On the battlefield. You understand? May God help us. And what we're doing is we are doing that because we know we are surrounded by other people of God that are fighting and fighting well. May God help us. No, what we need is for everybody to be fully armored and fully weaponized by the help and grace of God.
Amen.
I can't rely on my brother. I believe that my brother will look after me and watch over me. I believe that.
Yes. Yes.
But I've got a responsibility too. And so may God help me to know where my armor is and put that on.
Amen.
And be ready to do battle on this armor, on this battle, in this battle of life.
Yes.
All right, it says, we wrestle not, verse number 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Again, we're reiterating what we talked about before. You cannot fight a spiritual battle in the flesh.
Right.
If you are frustrated with someone or something, I want to encourage you this morning to fight the battle from the spiritual and not in the physical.
Amen.
All right? The enemy will allow you and loves for you to put your weapons down and to try to fight that battle in the natural. You can't do it.
Right.
What you have to understand is, even though the battle may be represented by a person or a people, that there's something behind them.
Right.
All right. And so what you have to do is, by the grace and help of God, is you got to go around them and stick your sword in that enemy that's causing them to do wrong. May God help us.
Yes.
That's where the battle lies. All right. And so many times we forget that. And I've done it my own self. I start fighting in the flesh. I start defending myself in the flesh. And I seem to be getting nowhere. But once I find my spiritual weapons, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, that truth that's girt about my loins, my feet, that gospel that is shod in my feet, once I start praying in the Spirit and praying with understanding, then the Lord begins to work on our behalf.
Yeah.
He, not only does he change us so that we can deal with whatever we got to deal with, but he begins to deal with that other person.
Yeah.
May God help us this morning. This is the way we fight as people of God.
Yeah.
This is the way we fight as soldiers in God's army. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
It says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so not the natural, but the supernatural, but against principalities. A principality is something that is ruled by a prince. What is the devil called? The prince of what? The prince of this world, is that it? Prince of darkness. That's what you're fighting against. Do you understand? And so you can't fight that battle in the flesh.
Right.
You're fighting things of that nature. What else it says that we're fighting against is spiritual wickedness in high places. Used to be that those that were in leadership position, either they would mess with what God had going on, or they would be Christians themselves.
Yeah.
But now, what do we have now?
Right,
the very foundation of righteousness and truth and godliness is under attack and is being unseated. And so by the grace and help of God, we got to understand that that is what we are up against. And so we need our armor by the grace and help of God. All right, so it says here, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it says, wherefore take unto you, this verse number 14, the whole armor of God. I wonder why it said that again. The whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. All right, so we'll pause there. There's a difference between stand and withstand. All right? First he told us to stand, and then now he's telling us not only to put our armor on, but to withstand. All right? And so to withstand means that I'm in the battle, and I'm choosing a side, and something is coming against me, and I shall not be I shall not be moved. May God help us this morning. I'm not going to be moved. I've chosen what side I'm on. I'm sticking with the people of God. I'm going to stay with the people of God, come what may. And so if I stumble, if I falter, if I whatever happens to me, I'm going to get back up, and I'm standing with the people of God. May God help us this morning. I've chosen my side, and I'm sticking with it by the grace and help of God. And so withstand means that even though something comes against me, that means that I'm still going to stick with the Lord no matter what. And so that's what withstand means. So it says, wherefore taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Are we in the evil day?
Yes.
Is it going to get better?
No.
It'll get better for us one day when we leave here. But the world is not going in the right direction, and we know that. And so we're in this time, and so we have to be geared up and ready to do the work and the will of God. May God help us this morning. There are whole systems and alliances of evil against you. You must be fortified in God's truth and word. You need to know where your weapons are. You need to know how to use them, and you need to have them at the ready at all times. Make sure that you understand if they are offensive or defensive or both. And if your weapons are not in good working order, if you put them down, then they are of no good to you. So may God help us this morning. May God help us. All right, so it says here in verse number 13, having done all to stand, going to verse number 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
All right? The loins is defined as two ways. I found two definitions. Loins is below the breastplate. All right? So below the ribs and all the way down, covering some vital areas.
Yes.
All right? And so I wonder why that's there. What is one of the strongest spirits that we deal with in the world today? Spirit of lust. I hate to have to call it out in the pulpit because we're in a mixed crowd, but we're not just talking about lust for things. We're talking about people that are lusting after other people. And this is the spirit that is permeating and pervading the world today. All right, so it says, have your loins girt about with what?
Truth.
With truth. All right, and so sexual immorality, We are against that in any form.
Amen.
And we are, by the help and grace of God, we have the ability to allow ourselves to have power and strength over these things.
Amen.
All right? A lot of places are not going to tell you that you can do it. If they're going to tell you that the grace is going to cover it, I'm telling you the grace is to give you the power to overcome it.
Amen.
You don't have to do it.
Yes.
What if you don't want to do it? What if you don't want to be someone that cheats on their wives and cheats on their husband? What if you don't want to be somebody that fornicating and doing all these kinds of things? What if you don't want to? Grace can't do that. It can cover it, but it can't help you not do it. I'm here to tell you this morning, by the grace and help of God, you can do it through Christ. May God help us this morning. All right? And so we have to talk about these things because this is what we're dealing with in these days. And what truth does is it re-centers us on what is right and what is real.
Amen.
That is not my wife. That's somebody else's wife.
Right.
That is not my husband. And you know what? Matter of fact, whatever it is, I don't care how handsome, I don't care how beautiful she might be, how handsome he might be, it's not worth my soul.
Amen.
It's not worth my relationship with God. That's what truth is.
Yes.
And so in these situations, I find that if I center on the truth,
yes,
may God help us, it helps me along the way.
Yes.
Lord, I want your truth in this situation. Yes, I got problems at home, maybe. I'm speaking in general. Maybe I got some problems at home. Maybe I'm going through some things. But what is true? God gave me my spouse. God has joined us together. He said, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. You understand? And so this is what truth is. And this is where we have to live by the grace and help of God. And so we say, Lord, I want your truth. I want your righteousness. I don't have any righteousness of my own.
Amen.
You are right and you are righteous. And so, Lord, I've got to come up to where you want me to be.
Amen.
Lord, I'm asking you to help me.
Yes.
Will you help me? And he will.
Yes.
He will do that. It says, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen.
What does the breastplate protect?
Heart.
All right. All right. Vitals, right?
Yes.
Heart and vitals. What's the Bible say about heart? Keep thy heart with all diligence. Why? Out of it are the issues of life. If the enemy can get to your heart, if he can get to my heart, he got us, don't he? We're going to, it says another place it says, out of the heart of a man, these things, I don't have the scripture, y'all can help me if you can, but when we have something in our heart, it's going to come out.
Yes.
All right, that's why he tries to get to the mind, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But I want us to understand something. When something is in our heart, that's what we're going to do. All right? We can say we're not going to do it. We can say we don't want to do it. But if it has entered past the breastplate into our heart, which it can't do, then we're in trouble. So we have to somehow, some way, we got to let that breastplate get damaged in some kind of way, and something can get into our heart. Or we got to take that thing off and not understand the importance of it. Then we got to put the shield down that we're supposed to have. And then something can get into our hearts. You understand? And so what we want to do is, the easiest way to keep things from getting into our hearts is to have that breastplate of righteousness on. Lord, you are right. Period. I don't have anything to add to the word of God. I don't have anything to take away from it. If I don't want to do it, help me, Lord, to want to do it and then to do it. But by the grace and help of God, Lord, this is your way, not mine.
Amen.
Yes.
There's only one heaven and there's only one hell. If I'm going to get to your heaven, Lord, I'm going to have to go your way. So I'm going to go the right way by the grace and help of God.
Yes.
And so, Lord, help me, Lord. This is what I need. I want to do right. I want to be right. It's your way, Lord. It's your righteousness. And so, Lord, I need you to keep my heart from, you know, many times what it is somebody comes and it's what's called a seem right way.
True.
It's real close to what's right. But it's called the seem right way. There is a way that seemeth right. What's the end of that, though?
Yes.
But the end thereof are the ways of death. Mm-hmm. And so somebody come along with something a little bit easier, or something a little bit better, some new light, some new understanding that allows you to disregard what he already said. See?
Mm-hmm.
But feel good about it, though. I feel good about it. I think it's right. It feels okay. Lord, guard my heart. Guard my vital spiritual organs, Lord. I need your breastplate on me at all times. So when that righteousness is under attack, then I just stick with what is right and what is good. I stick with the truth of God's word. May God help us this morning. So it says, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. All right? So why are feet important? Why? They take you where you need to go, don't they? Huh? If I got something going on with my feet, I might have to sit down and see what's going on. I'm on the battlefield now. On the battlefield, I didn't put my stuff on, and so the enemy done come in and stomped on my foot, and now I'm trying to limp into the battle and trying to fight a wily enemy that wants to do me in. See, and I got this bad foot over here. All right, And so I got to make sure that my feet are shod or covered with the preparation of the gospel. Do you know that it's not anybody else's responsibility to know the word of God? Did you know that?
Right.
You better know the word of God.
Yes.
I will say that again. You better know it.
Yes.
And if you know it, then do it. Apply it to your life.
Yes.
That's how you make it. Some people they're relying on somebody else to know the word of God. That's all well and good if they stay right the whole way, but what about if something happened and they get off? What about what happens if they pass on? What you going to do then?
Yes.
May God help us.
Amen.
You study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
You study your Bible. You grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You do it by the help of the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
God is so good, he will, listen, if you can take it in large chunks, he'll let you have it in large chunks. If you can take it in and do it and understand it.
Yes.
But if you need it down in bite-sized, tiny little baby pieces that you just take one at a time and you let it just kind of marinate in your mouth until it get down in there deep, well, he'll do it that way too.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
Amen.
All right? And so don't let anything hinder you from knowing the Lord for yourself.
That's
and
right.
And the way you get to know him, one of the ways, is through his word.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. May God help us this morning. Not going to hold you too long, but I want you to understand that it's on us, not on anybody else. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking what? All right, let's pause here for a minute. Think about that shield. How big is that shield? Uh-huh. Is it big? Whole body, isn't it? Whole body. Well, it might be. What's the Bible tell us to do with our faith? We got to exercise it, don't we? If we exercise it, get a little bigger, don't we?
Right.
If you got a shield of faith and it's this big, you might be in trouble. I'm just going to tell you. That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Right? So you and I, we need faith, right?
Yeah.
Bible tells us have faith in God.
Yeah.
The people, the Lord help us, the disciples try to cast some demons out, couldn't do it. And so God told them, have faith in God. And then they said, Lord, increase our faith.
Yeah.
And so our prayer is that we want our faith to be increased because we want this shield to cover us from down to the bottom of our feet to way up over our heads.
Yeah.
All right? Do you know that if you just have the shield of faith, you can do good for a while until somebody bring you the rest of what you need? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to prove it to you. It says here, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All right? So if you're on the battlefield, and I'm not suggesting this, and I'm not encouraging you to do this, but if you forget everything else, take your shield of faith.
Amen.
What does the enemy try to unseat? When you're in temptation, when you're in a battle, especially in a difficult or a long battle, what does he try to take away from you? That shield of faith. Huh? Let me have that shield. You don't need that shield. This is not fair, what's going on. This ain't fair. God ain't being right to you. And so therefore, why should you believe in him? Huh? You should try to do it yourself. You probably can do it better than God can. Ain't that what he do? Something like that? Give me my shield and get away from me.
That's right.
Matter of fact, is a shield offensive or defensive?
Both.
Amen. Punish him. Get away from me, and matter of fact, take a couple blows and a couple stabs from the top of this shield here. Get away from me.
Yes.
All right? Take the shield of faith, my brother. Hold it boldly in the light, right?
Yes.
Banish. What does it say? Somebody get that song. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes. Ever lift up the shield of faith. Will the sword of truth, my brother, heaven yes. Will crown thy fight of faith.
Yes.
The Bible instructs us to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold upon eternal life. You can't fight without your shield of faith. You can't fight without your sword. You can't fight. You need all your weapons.
Amen.
All right? Because the enemy is going to try to get you. You understand? Read that for me, please.
Take the shield of faith, my brother.
Take the shield of faith, my brother. Hold it boldly in the light.
And its awful burnished glory.
We'll put how many foes?
Every
foe to flight. It's a big old shield, and it's shiny. And so what happens is the sun is reflecting off that shield, and it's blinding the enemy as you're advancing on the enemy and doing him in. May God help us this morning. May God help us. We are people of God. We are soldiers. A Christian, I want to tell you this morning, a Christian is not weak. Huh? Not weak. You up against the whole world many times.
Yes.
Remember we read that scripture, principalities, rulers of darkness, all that. So in order to be a soldier, you got to be strong.
Yes.
And you got to fight. And you got to have that kind of mindset. May God help us. Devil been beating us down a little bit. Check and see if you got your shield still. See if you still got it. See if you got some of your other armor. Use them shod feet and kick the devil if you have to.
Yes.
Get him away from you some kind of way. Because you got a sword too, and we'll talk about that next. But I want you to understand, that child of God, we can't be cowering down. We can't be turning our back to the enemy and running. He'll hit us with one of these fiery darts.
Yes.
Now let's talk about the darts a little bit.
Yes.
May God help us. It says the fiery darts. Well, first of all, you got the darts. That's bad enough, is it not?
True.
If I don't got my shield of faith on, it's going to get through and stick in my skin.
Right.
That's a problem. And before somebody can get it out of there, they got to put the fire out first. So I'm getting burned and I'm getting something stuck in.
Right.
And most arrows are made so they don't come out easy.
Right.
Right? And so they hurt going in. They're burning while they're going in. And then when you're trying to get them out, they're going to tear the flesh on the way out.
Right.
What's the best way to keep that from happening? Shield of faith.
Yeah.
Peep that shit. It says he shall quench all the fiery darts of the enemy.
Amen.
So when he's shooting those darts, because sometimes when you whoop on the devil a little bit, he got to get away from you, but he'll still try to get you. So he'll try to get you from afar.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you get up close, then you know you got a battle to do. Now it's time to get that sword. But sometimes what he'll do is he'll shoot them fiery darts first and try to weaken your defenses and then come in with the sword and hurt you. All right? So have your shield of faith. May God help
Amen.
Us this morning.
Amen.
And use it by the grace and help of God. All right? So it says here, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. They're not going to touch you in the first place. They're going to bounce off that shield and then just fizzle out. Can't do nothing to you, all right? And it says here, take the helmet of salvation. Remember, we started talking about that helmet. Is a helmet offensive or defensive?
Both.
Huh? Headbutt him if you have to.
Right.
You're a little too close. Get away from me.
Yeah. That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Get away from me. You're a little too close, enemy. We're not friends. I don't even know why you're over here.
Right.
Matter of fact, take this with you. On your way. You understand?
That's right.
That's true.
Listen, this ain't in all the strength.
Right.
Huh? There's a reason why I made a reference to Samson. Samson was the strongest man that ever lived in the past. He's the strongest man that will ever live. Okay? But the reason he was that way is not because he was just working out every day and eating all healthy and sleeping a lot. That ain't why he was that way.
Right.
He had the Spirit of God in him.
That's right.
All right? And so what he is and is an example of are what we can aspire to spiritually.
Yeah.
We can all be Samsons in the spiritual realm.
Yes.
By the grace and help of God.
Right.
All right? And so that's what God wants for us. And so get your helmet. Use it offensively. Use it defensively. Yes. Use it like you need to. Now, don't take it off and use it like that. That's a bad idea. Keep it on, because what does the helmet protect? Huh? Protect that mind, doesn't it? That will come on in to talk to you a little bit, huh?
Right.
Let that noise bounce right off of that helmet. I don't want to hear you. I don't have nothing to say to you.
Amen.
You are not my friend, and I'm not confused about it.
Right.
Get away from me, and you're going to have to go deal with somebody else, because I'm trying to make heaven my home.
Yes.
And I'm trying to be a soldier in God's army, and I'm trying to be an example of the believer. So I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear what you have to say. And so I've got my helmet. The helmet is called the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
I want you to understand that what salvation does is not just, it does this first. What it does is God forgives you of your sins, and he wipes the slate clean.
Yeah.
All right? And then it repairs your relationship with God. Right? And so now you are at peace with God. But what it also does, most importantly, along with those two things, it gives you strength and power, because now you have changed sides.
Yeah.
You are no longer on the enemy's side and have to follow that master.
Right.
Now you're on the side of God. And so you have access to God's power.
Yeah.
All right? And so by God's power, you can say, devil, I'm not doing it, and you can't make me do it.
Amen.
That's a key difference with salvation. When I was in sin, the devil would tell me to do something, and I say, no, I'm not going to do it. He said, yes, you are. And I say, okay, and I'll do it. Because I'm on his side.
Right.
But once I become a soldier in God's army, I found that I can fall to my knees or fall to go to God in prayer, even if I can't get to my knees, and say, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. You said that if I'm in Christ, I'm a new creature. You said that old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So in Christ Jesus, I have strength and I have power, and I don't have to do this anymore. All right? And so the things that I used to do, I don't do them no more.
Amen.
I'm a changed man through Christ.
Yes.
All right? But if I rely upon myself, and this can happen. Us as Christians, we become people of God, but we're still used to relying on ourselves. Okay? And so even in Christ, we forgot that we are now Christ, and so we began to defend ourselves in the flesh, relying on ourselves.
Right.
What happens? Are we successful?
No.
We're never successful. We fail.
Yeah.
But God understands that this is part of the process. And so when we fail, we say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I relied upon myself. I forgot whose side I was on. Will you please forgive me? And then, Lord, when this comes around again, I'm going to rely upon you. I'm going to do better this time by the grace and help of God.
Yeah.
All right? So we don't put any, we don't believe in trusting in our own selves, trusting in our own strength. Our strength comes from God, and this is how we become successful as people of God. Soon as you fail as a Christian, who shows up? Why? First of all, he was already there.
Right.
Right? And then he wants to discourage you, right?
Right.
You're not saved. You ain't no soldier in God's army. How could you be a soldier in God's army and you did this?
Right.
If the devil got you into it, should you continue to listen to it?
No.
Is he going to get you out of it? He is not. Go to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I messed up. Please forgive me, Lord. But by your grace and help, I'm going to do right. I'm going to be what you'd have me to be. You know why? Because I'm your child now. And the Lord obligates himself to help us in these situations. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of what? The sword of fear, which is what?
The word
of God. Let me give you a quick analogy, and I want you to understand this. This is good to know. When Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, who showed up? The devil showed up, right? And when they were having their back and forth, what did the Lord say? I can hear you. Somebody said it.
It is written.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not resisting you because I'm not trusting in myself. I'm saying that the Word of God says that this is the way it is.
Yeah.
So what happens is the devil may or may not respect what you say, but he has to respect what God has said.
Amen.
This is key. This is something to get a hold of. Lord, you said in your Word, and I've said this many times and I will continue to say it. You said that whosoever will, let him come. You said that in his word, your word. You said that a broken spirit and a contrite heart you wouldn't despise.
Yes.
Lord, you said that I have an advocate with the Father, that if I mess up, I can go to him and I can get the help that I need. I'm trying to tell you what I've been through as a child of God.
Amen.
All right? All of these, I've been in all of these places.
Yes.
And Lord, you said that I can be strong in you and in the power of your might. Lord, you said you give power to the weak and to them that have no might. You said you increase strength.
Yes.
Lord, you said this. And so this is how we fight the enemy.
Yes.
When the enemy comes in with these thoughts and he's trying to get into our minds, we can take out that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we can say it is written in this place that I don't have to yield to you that I am a child of God.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
All right? May the Lord help us.
Yeah.
And the enemy has to back up. He has to go away. Many people that have been saved have given up because they don't understand that this is how we have to do it. We can't fight the devil in our own strength. I can't just, well, my willpower is so strong, I'm not going to do it.
No.
I rely upon the Lord.
Yeah.
I take my will to God. Lord, I want to do right. Will you help me?
Yes.
And then he'll direct you to this word. But how are you going to use the word?
Don't know.
Huh? I'm just asking.
Yes.
How are you going to use the word if you don't even know? Where is your sword? Where is your Bible? Mm-hmm. Do you have one on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use it?
Yes.
You use your phone for everything else? Well, how hard would it be to take 10 minutes per day and spend time with the Lord in his word since you're going to need it to fight the enemy with?
Right.
Wouldn't be hard, would it? And I said 10 minutes. I don't care how many minutes you, as long as it's quality time, that's between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
It could be 1 minute, literally. But if you get something from it that encourages your heart and that gives you something to fight with,
yeah,
when you are in a battle,
amen,
the devil is counting on you to be unprepared. He wants you to be unprepared. You ain't got your weapons. You don't know the word of God. You ain't seen your sword. It's rusty and falling apart. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't took care of it. May God help us.
Yeah.
You got to know the word of God if you're going to use it.
Yeah.
And if you fail because you don't know the word of God, it's not because God is wrong. It's not because the power of God is not there. It's because you didn't use the word like you were supposed to use it, because you didn't have it in your heart. The word, what it does is it goes from our eyes into our brains and down into our hearts. And so then we start walking around. I can't tell you where it's found, but I know it's in there and I can find it.
Yes.
Not because I have some great memory, but because when in battle, these trials and tests come, the Lord taught me, find your Bible. Look this up. Find a scripture that would apply. Find two scriptures. And do you know that when he tells you to do that, he will help you do it? He'll help you find the scripture.
Yeah.
Then you take your pen out and you underline it. Or you take your finger and you highlight it and put a star by it in your phone.
Yes.
Right? This is how you get it down in your heart.
Yes.
Just in case you leave your sword behind. May God help us this morning.
Amen.
All right, it says here, Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer is something, I look at prayer, I believe prayer is a special weapon, a special part of our armor. I believe it is something that is even more, it covers more than the shield. I believe it covers us on all sides. It's like a the way I see it in my mind, and if you'll allow me to say it in this way, it covers you in the front, it covers you in the back, to the right, and to the left, it covers you all the way.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you done messed around and you done forgot your sword, shield, all that stuff. You the devil jumped on you first and you start reacting and you didn't have time to pray and you weren't prepared and the devil is he's working something up and he's really trying to get you, and then right in the middle of it, the Lord gives you the idea to pray and you say, Lord, have mercy on me, help me, Lord. I done got off to the start of this day in the wrong way, and things are going down fast. Have mercy on me, Lord. Would you? I done forgot everything. Sword, shield, all that. Will you have mercy on me, Lord?
Amen.
Would you come? And so God will send his holy angels. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. He come and he starts covering you.
Amen.
He covers you. And so you're still on the battlefield, unprepared as you may be or whatever. You're still putting stuff on, and God's able to cover you until you get it all on and you're ready to battle.
Praise God.
May God help us this morning. Cover yourself with prayer.
Yes.
It says praying always. Bible also says pray without ceasing, an attitude of prayer.
Amen.
With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then what else? Are we watching? Are we paying attention?
Yes.
I was, and this is, I'm just saying in general, Lord, I just came out of this battle and we had a good win in that one, Lord. Thank the Lord. I want to encourage you to watch.
Yes.
Watch when you're in the battle, but especially watch after the battle.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy's slick like that.
Yes.
You've been in some hard battle and you, Woo, that was tough. Let me take all this stuff off. This stuff I've been battling, and Lord knows we got to win on that one. And we start taking things off. He come. May God help us this morning. My goal and aim, my desire is to make heaven my home. And I mean that. I'm not here to play around. I want to make heaven my home. And I want you to be an encouragement and a blessing and a help to all those that would go as well. And so when I say this, I mean this. I'm asking you to pray for me, because just pray for me. How about that? Just pray for me. I need your prayers. I will be praying for you. Thank you for your time and your attention.